of other methods. So there's a so-called Adams-Bashforth formula, which has an error, which is h to the fifth times some value of the fourth derivative of the function in the region in hand, and it has these magic coefficients of 55 times the value of t of i, minus 59 times the value of t minus i minus 1, minus 37 t of i minus 2, minus 9 of t of i minus 3. So you just need to do arithmetic to find that that has such a good error estimate and that those are the right coefficients. But it's a linear combination of where we are now, one time step before now, two time steps before now, three time steps before now, and because we're effectively fitting a, as we have now 4 points, we can fit an arbitrary cubic polynomial. To if you have 4 points, you can always fit a cubic polynomial, because a cubic polynomial has 4 unknown parameters. So this is effectively putting a cubic through the 4 last values of the function and using that cubic formula to extrapolate to the next time step. So that's essentially what the Adams-Bashforth is, and it's a cubic interpolation of the function. Just as Euler's was a linear interpolation. It was the world's simplest estimate, just constant. In fact, it wasn't even linear, it was constant. Alright, so there's effectively a predictor-corrector version of this, where here all the points involved in the formulae, this is a so-called explicit equation, because all points are either the point we are now or previous points. If we had formulae which involve the point we're trying to get to, we can use the point we're trying to get. We can use such formulae, which so-called implicit formulae, by using a predictor method to estimate the value of the unknown, here big X, at the point we're trying to get to. So here is a formula which is 1, 2, 3, 4, which is again puts a cubic, but it puts a cubic through the function at I plus 1, where we're going to get to I, where we are I minus 1 and I minus 2. So it's a cubic but through a different set of 4 points. Again, if we did interpolation, and maybe this is intuitively obvious, if you want to estimate the value at any point with a polynomial, you want to determine the polynomial. The best thing to do is actually to determine the polynomial by points which are equally spaced about the point you want to find it at. That was this form. This is this intuition we use by using the midpoint. But certainly, if we want to get to x of I plus 1, it's much better to use information which includes x of I plus 1 and the 3 previous points rather than x of I and the 3 previous points, because that x of I and 3 previous points involves extrapolation. And so as soon as you start extrapolating, you get errors. So this is bound to be a more accurate formula on general principle. It has a disadvantage that it's got to use a predictor method to get the estimate for that value. So there's a, and you should read our books on numerical analysis which discuss which of these is best. And different areas of science use different methods. Sometimes because the different methods are actually better, other times because various great people in the field happen to wake up one day and use a method, show it worked, and then it's been carried on forever. Because as I point out, a lot of the numerical analysis in any given field is folklore. But once you know that the Adams-Bashforth works in your field and a certain set of data values, you would be wise to keep using it. Because you do not, because it's not entirely obvious which is the best method. So, as I say, it requires these complex trade-offs between these different derivatives. By the way, I guess I should have noticed here that here the error is 251 times a fourth derivative. Here the error is 19 times a fourth derivative. it illustrates that this method is more accurate, as I said, just because this has no extrapolation in it, and this has extrapolation. If you think about cubic curves wiggle around, so they sort of oscillate, and then they soar off to infinity. So that's why any extrapolation, which is in the soaring part, is always going to have a much higher error estimate. All right, so now we're just going to...